Good morning, everyone. Welcome this morning. What's this chuckling in church? It's just so not religious.
Just worried about the relationship.
Oh, it's just not easy to start. Welcome again, everyone. It's good to be together. I want to read to you from Psalm 72 as we gather together. And as we all know, in a few days' time, essentially, there's going to be a vote in our country. This, I believe, is an appropriate psalm to pray and to think through over this these next few days. And so Psalm 72, and I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And this is a psalm of Solomon. O God, make the king a godly judge like you, and give the king's son the gift of justice too. Help him to give true justice to your people, honorably and equal to all. And then the mountains of influence will be fruitful, and from your righteousness prosperity and peace flows to all the people. And may the poor and humble have an advocate with the king, and may he consider the children of the poor and crush the oppressor. Now, if we just put that into language that would be appropriate as we pray through that over these next days would be good. This is what I'd like to also think about from verse 5. The sun and moon will stop shining before your lovers will stop worshipping. For ages upon ages the people will love and adore you. His favor will fall like rain upon our surrendered lives, like showers reviving the earth. In the days of his reign, the righteous will spring forth with the abundance of peace and prosperity forever. Isn't that a wonderful dream? Remembering that the Psalms are an expression of the heart of someone toward God and putting it into song and verse. So let's pray together. God, we thank you for our time that we set aside as your people in the midst of a busy life, that we can come together and in a very real way seek you, Lord, that you would manifest yourself amongst us again. We give you praise from hearts that have been touched by the living God. So God, as we share together today, as we look at your word together, as we sing, as we talk with one another, Lord, we thank you that you desire as a wonderful father to hear your children in all our activity. The good things, the difficult things, the big things and the small things. Thank you, Lord, that you're interested in them all. And so we bless you today in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. By the way, every Thursday in Gore, I just haven't got the next one sorted out, but every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:15, there is a prayer meeting for the country, for the nation. And so that's kind of happening, if you'd like to be part of that. Just wanted to notice is next Sunday, Stu Corlett will be here giving an update on the seeds ministry in Myanmar. So that should be a good fun thing. Also next Sunday, it's important to note, that's Dad's Day. You know, it's Father's Day. That's a pretty big deal, bit of a heads up there. So that's next Sunday. And what else we've got going here? Jim, you might have something to share with us about Tuesday night, the 29th. Thank you.
There's a presbytery meeting on at Clinton Church, and it's to do with presbytery and the Southern Presbytery and the Synod of Otago Southland, looking to get together and become one organisation instead of the two at the moment. It's going to be a big, difficult process if they can do it, but they're going to discuss the pros and the cons of that at Clinton Church. But they've been doing a roadshow going around the place, and this is one that's close to us. So I'll be going. And it starts at 7 o'clock. If you want something for supper, you bring something. And I imagine we could, well, just contact me if you're thinking of going. We could get together and make a carload up. so probably leave just after 6, quarter past 6 or something like that, here by 7, I'd imagine. So contact me.
Wonderful, thank you. Also, this weekend there's a woman's camp on at Camp Columba, and I think one or two of you have had something to do with that already, and Glenys will be there today as well, I guess. So we'll be praying for that afterwards, would be good. Well, let's join together, let's stand and sing There Is a Redeemer. Of this morning, 1 year ago, Nathan came into the world. What time of the day was it, Esther? 1 year ago. Have I? I have.
You're 2 months out.
Really?
You're super efficient, but you're 2 months out.
Thank you so much for being so gracious to this faux pas. Alzheimer's setting in? Anyone else had a birthday just to help me out here? No one?
John?
You had a birthday?
Cool. Yeah. When was your birthday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? And you were how old?
Count on.
Just count on.
Anyone else?
Murray made a birthday during the week.
Did she?
Well, what's more important, it was my dad's it was my dad's 90th yesterday, then I killed it. So we celebrated that with his family from Australia and the Highland. And, yeah. So that was all about dad's
birthday.
Oh,
no, I've done that.
Well,
Kevin was yesterday and Gina is tomorrow, so we've got a party tonight. But I'll take one.
That's in the celebration.